Listening Library presents Zyla and Kai by Christina Forrest. Read for you by Tashi Thomas. For my sister friends. This is a story about a boy and a girl who fall in love. Actually, this is a story about a boy and a girl who run away. Actually, this is a story about a boy and a girl. Part 1. Boy Meets Girl. Now, May, senior day trip, 4:17 p.m. It is a Friday afternoon in late May at Roaring Rapids Water Park and Ski Resort in the Poconos, Pennsylvania. But it's not an ordinary Friday at Roaring Rapids. Today happens to be the senior day trip for three high schools from southern New Jersey. There is St. Catherine's Catholic School, Hopkins Preparatory School, and Cedar Regional High School. It's been overcast most of the day, with light showers erupting every hour or so. But the weather hasn't stopped the students' fun. If anything, they splash and swim in the wave pool with even more fervor. They dash to and from water slides, dodging raindrops as if it's a game. Overall, morale among the students is high. The school year is almost finished, and freedom is on the horizon. Unfortunately, a big thunderstorm is on its way. And soon, the park employees and school chaperones will have to herd the students back into the lodge, where they will be encouraged to participate in movie night or play board games and foosball in the lounge. But before the storm and everything that will come after, we will focus on the activity at the ski lift. This is where we find Reggie Hodges. Reggie has been an employee at Roaring Rapids for approximately 18 months. He graduated high school 2 years ago, and he is trying to figure things out, much to the chagrin of his parents, who think he is simply slacking and avoiding college. Is Reggie lazy? Yes, he will admit this. But he also genuinely enjoys working at Roaring Rapids, specifically operating the ski lift. Up here, it's quiet and peaceful, especially during summer, as most people stick to the water rides down below. Except on senior day, when groups of teens dressed in bikinis and swimming trunks wrap themselves in towels and ride the ski lift over and over again. And even though Reggie warns everyone to keep their hands and items inside of the lift at all times, occasionally someone will drop their phone, and inevitably someone will lose a flip-flop. Still, senior day is usually a piece of cake for Reggie. But not this year. You see, Reggie is having a pretty bad day. A bad week, really. Nicole, his latest ex-girlfriend, dumped him 4 days ago because he forgot her birthday. She sees this as further evidence of his slacking nature. In the days since, Reggie has failed to win Nicole back. His stomach tightens and twists at the thought of not being with her again, so much so that he spent most of the day feeling extremely nauseous. So when a boy and a girl approach the ski lift at 4:17 p.m., Reggie is not in the best mood, his mind not quite as sharp. He doesn't notice that, unlike the other students, the boy and girl aren't dressed in swimwear but normal clothes. Reggie will later learn that the boy is Kai Johnson of Cedar Regional High School and the girl is Zyla Matthews of St. Catherine's. Kai is tall and stocky, and Zyla is petite and quiet. Later, Reggie will hardly remember her bright red circular glasses. He will not remember how Kai repeatedly cleared his throat or snuck nervous glances at the girl beside him, or how Zyla's eyes were red as if she had been crying. In the moment, Reggie glances at his watch, noting that it's close to 4:30 p.m. when the ski lift officially shuts down during summer.
"This is the last ride of the day," he mumbles to the pair of teens.
Please keep your hands and items inside of the lift. Please do not purposely drop anything into the woods below. There are animals who dwell on the grounds, and they would not appreciate it. Once the lift reaches the top of the mountain, stay seated. It will bring you around so that you will come back in this direction, where you will dismount on the same platform. Reggie takes a step to escort them onto the lift, but the boy interrupts him. Actually, is it possible to only ride the ski lift up? Kai asks. Isn't there a trail you can take down the mountain back to the resort? Reggie blinks at Kai. No senior day teen has asked this question today.
Yes, there's a trail,
Reggie says.
You can walk it if you want, I guess. Takes about 45 minutes or so.
Kai nods. Cool, that's what we'll do. Zyla, who has been silent, glances up at the sky.
It's really cloudy,
she says. Her voice is soft, low.
We'll be fine,
Kai responds. He reaches out and squeezes her hand. She bites her lip, but she squeezes his hand in return. Watching them, Reggie feels a twinge of jealousy. Nicole often harped about how he didn't show her any affection, how he didn't hold her hand in public or kiss her on the cheek while standing in the grocery store checkout line. It wasn't that he didn't want to do those things. Participating in PDA made him feel awkward because his gangly limbs lacked the ability to move gracefully. Once, while he and Nicole were at the laundromat, he went to put his arm around her shoulders and he accidentally knocked her in the side of the head. She winced, he profusely apologized, and an old woman folding clothes a few feet away snickered. Reggie's face burned with embarrassment. When Reggie looks at Kai, not yet knowing that his name is Kai or that his companion is named Zyla, he bets this kid hasn't shied away from PDA a day in his life. He moves with ease as he reaches over to zip up Zyla's backpack, letting his hand linger on her shoulder. These two probably go everywhere holding hands and stealing kisses, deeply in love. They'll see how hard things get once they're Reggie's age in a couple years, and one of them suddenly wants to break up, leaving the other gutted and alone. Reggie continues to analyze how Kai leaves his hand placed on Zyla's shoulder, wondering why the simplicity of performing this act evades him. Then he notices they're both carrying backpacks. Odd. Before he can give this any more thought, his phone vibrates in his back pocket. It's Nicole. She is finally calling him back, and suddenly, that's the only thing that matters. Reggie quickly helps Zyla and Kai onto the lift.
Be careful on the trail,
he says absentmindedly as they rise higher and higher. He answers the phone and hears the reassuring sound of Nicole's voice. After Reggie and Nicole spend an hour on the phone, crying, arguing, and deciding to meet later for dinner, Reggie goes down to the lodge to clock out and is pulled into his boss's office, where he learns that the two students who rode the ski lift, Kai and Zyla, have not returned. And somehow, this is Reggie's fault.
I told you during your lunch break that you weren't supposed to allow anyone to walk the trail this afternoon due to the storm, his boss says, raising his bushy eyebrows. Didn't you listen to a thing I said?
Reggie says. He vaguely remembers his boss approaching him while he ate his ham and cheese sandwich in the break room, but he'd been staring at his phone the whole time, willing Nicole to text him back. No, he hadn't heard a thing his boss said.
You've got to be kidding me. Do you know what kind of trouble we can get into here, letting two kids disappear on our watch? No, your watch?
His boss closes his eyes and rubs his temples.
Reggie, I can't possibly keep you on after something like this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?